Welcome to Wine by the Case,
where we uncork legal insights one identified bottle at a time.
We have a fun topic today. I'm kind of excited. It's not serious. We had all the seriousness coming on. I mean, I guess it could be seen as serious. So apparently there was a congressional hearing about a UFO, but we're not calling it UFOs anymore. We're calling it
UAP.
Let's start over. Okay. Oh, you got it? You got the UAP? Yeah. Okay.
It's unidentified aerial thing.
Wait, start over. Welcome to Wine by the Case,
where we uncork legal insights one identified bottle at a time.
We have a fun topic today. The last couple episodes have been a little on the serious side, so I'm excited. But I think it's fun, but it could be serious.
It's scary.
All right. So there were congressional hearings that took place a couple weeks back on UFOs, but we're not calling them UFOs any longer. We're calling them...
They are now Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, UAP.
And they're taking this seriously because they've actually set up a department in the federal government to look into this because... Right. And there's a video. Mm-hmm. And tell us about the video, Chris.
I'm excited because
you're excited about the UFO?
I have all my dad was an engineer. He was a geek into all these things. And so we were always a UFO family to a certain extent. And frankly, I've seen one.
Okay.
So
especially after she had a case of wine.
Yeah. I was 12. But it was a freaky sort of thing. However, here we have a video that is incredible to see. If you haven't seen it, you'll need to Google it.
And you can get it off
because it's on the congressional hearing. They posted the video
They posted the video as well as had the hearing.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Yeah. So the video is of a UAP that's flying wicked fast. I mean, it's going really fast. It's in Russia. So
we can just call it a UFO. I want to go old school. Okay, go on.
It's not just a flying object. It's an aerial phenomenon because, you know, they don't want to say, well, what is it? Because these things, when you've seen some of the videos, move ridiculous fast. They're taking maneuvers that our planes certainly can't do. And here, the footage was smuggled out of Russia. You'll see that if you watch it at the hearing.
He won't say how.
Yes, and nor should he.
But I thought it was funny because they were like, this is pretty. So how the heck did you get it out? So I always my visual went like, I guess it wasn't shoved up his, you know, what, this smuggling out.
I mean, it happened. Yep. There's various versions of smuggling. Okay. It is the video, so it's going. This unidentified aerial phenomenon is going, and it's going wicked fast. They shoot.
Wicked fast.
Wicked fast. They shoot a hellfire missile at it.
Hellfire, people. Okay. Right. Hellfire.
So, you know what that means. Hellfire and damnation. This thing's going down. Not only did it not go down.
No, it did not go down.
Bounced.
It was doing like, it did like the skimmy scurry. Denied.
Pieces that fell off.
Appear,
but then they get taken with it.
It appears to be taken with it.
Yes. So, I mean, this is some Terminator shit. Moving and how you pieced it, then he got back together. It is beyond exciting to watch.
They have no. What I find is like they're having an open congressional hearing.
Yes.
There's always been
Democrats
a belief
the
that
room.
There was a UFO department that we had been collecting the United States information.
Mexico.
Yeah. That, all of that, and they always were denying it. And
Area
people,
51.
Right? People who brought it up were like made to be like,
fringe.
You know, yeah. Conspiracy theorists, like a little, you know, cray cray mm-hmm. in the brain. And so apparently there was actually discussion about this in some of the articles about there's no motivation for these people to come forward because mm-hmm. potentially their security clearance could
right.
be taken. They could have mental health checks.
Mm-hmm.
They could be deemed like wackadoodles in amongst their peers. And so they said it's a big leap for them to come forward. But this video is of great concern. And apparently they're having this hearing. So
it's like, well, now what do we do? I mean, this is the, okay,
But I mean, let's be fair, you're probably already here. Yes. So let's all figure out who we think might be an alien.
I mean, come on. You got to remember with, you know, Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones. I mean, you know, Men in Black. I mean, that was an awesome film where they talked about right. How many
people they look at all those women that don't age.
Yes.
Be like,
But I'm going to go back a year or two. Because again, I kind of geek out on some of this. There was another film done by Navy pilots, okay? Yeah. U.S. Navy, where there is a UFO, because at the time they were still calling it a UFO. And the recording is phenomenal. Like, holy shit, what is it? I mean, they're like, oh my God, look at that thing go. Oh my God. I mean, they are shocked and they don't know what to do. Because they're like, what? Oh my God, it just disappeared. It's all on video. And their reactions as experienced Navy pilots watching this thing, and it's on video, and it is going directions and taking maneuvers that they have never seen. And you can tell they are shock and awe. They're like, oh my God. So that was Navy pilots.
Right.
And they testified about it. And that's honestly when they started changing UFO to UAP.
Because why are they changing?
Because they said unidentified flying object kind of had a pejorative sort of thing. So the fringe, the craziness is compared to two respected Navy pilots going, that's an unidentified phenomena. I don't know what it is. But as soon as you say UFO, you think the saucers, you think the little guys in gray, you think ET. And these guys were like, no, what we saw was not anything we'd ever seen.
Well, because before. I don't think that they were they saw like creatures.
Nope,
I don't know why he's human.
Nope.
They were seeing like
an aerial phenomenon.
An aerial phenomenon.
And for anybody to say, oh, that's a weather balloon, if you've seen the video, you know that's bullshit. And it's also these are Navy pilots.
I think that's what's getting into me. These are governmental officials that have high level of clearance and have seen a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And they've seen a lot of different scenarios that are saying that we do not currently have any explanation for what this is. And in all our experience and in all of our research and information that we have clearance for, we don't have an explanation for this at all, to the point where a department has been set up as well as there's an investigation going on and it is raising to some concern. Now, I gotta tell you, I don't know if we should be concerned because I feel like they're already here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, maybe they're gonna come.
Think of the cave drawings. Think of the pyramids. All that kind of stuff. Come fix all this. No, I think come fix it. They come down, they look out and go, hell no, and get out of here.
That's not the service. Worry about that.
I'm going to take it to another level, though, because they recently had a documentary. I don't know if it was on Netflix or what, but our now Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, made a comment that, you know. The United States.
Right.
Secretary of State.
Right, but you were talking about Russia.
Oh, sorry. No.
You were saying this was a sighting over Russia.
So, but when we go back to the Navy a couple years ago, and we go back to sort of the gentle acknowledgement that, yeah, there's something we're looking at. You know, these are credible people.
Right.
We have no reason to doubt them. They are presenting evidence that we can't discredit. These are all things that Marco Rubio has noted. And I appreciate the fact that instead of going, no, and throwing these civil servants, these military men under the bus and saying, well, they're making it up, he's like, we need to look at it. And so now we have a congressional hearing. At it. So
well, really maybe to distract us from the Epstein file.
It could be.
Or maybe Epstein is going to come out. The files.
You know, all the conspiracy theories regarding Area 51 and Roswell. I mean, it's fun stuff, but, you know, at the same time.
Traveled across country. I remember in my 20s, I was out like in Utah and there was, you know, there was nothing, mm-hmm. nothing. If you drive out to many places, there's nothing for a long time. And I remember there was, like, the sun was setting. And my girlfriend and I were driving cross country. And we were like, this is amazing. I want to get a picture. But there were exits. There was nothing, which was weird. But there were these exits uh-huh. out in this part of Utah. And so we just pulled off one of the exits. And I am talking, like, I can't even tell you by the time there's nobody behind us or near us. And we pull off to take this picture. We're not even out of the car. Mm-hmm. And there's an unmarked car with plainclothes people behind us going,
right. What you doing?
Well, they didn't say what we were doing. They're like, how can we help you? Is there a problem? But it was like, where did you come from?
It's like Disney World, the door's open.
And I remember thinking, I wonder if it's one of these UFO places, because not that those people were aliens, but they were working for the government. Something. Because what were they protecting? Because they weren't around us, you know. And so you never know. But we have some fun.
We have really fun.
Okay, so I want to show you because this label is so incredibly cool and detailed. Yeah, it really is. And I also, Chris, tell us a little bit about the wine, because it's kind of interesting.
This is an interesting one because it is a grape abduction company. I mean, come on, they went with the whole UFO. They're abducting the grapes to make wine.
This is
from Slovenia.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, most people don't think about Slovenia as a wine producing region, but they've got the right altitude, especially for a rosé kind of version.
Well, it's owned by a bunch of aliens.
But I mean, this is the most fun label. I mean, it really is. So the fact that
hold it up. Yeah.
I mean, you've got the spaceship and all that sort of thing. Yeah. But I do want to have a sip of this because it just is so fun. I mean, just the bottle alone is going to give me at least a 3. It smells very rosé.
It tastes like a rosé. It's a little less sweet. It's a little drier. I actually like this. I would drink this like in the summertime.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is actually good. Maybe it was made by aliens. They nailed it.
Yeah, because a lot of rosé is way too sweet.
I will give this a 10. I think it's a 10. I really do.
I'm going to give it a 7. But I'm happy with it. I generally
don't like whites. And number one, I generally don't like rosés because they're too sweet. And I feel like this has got a little dry, but it's not too sweet.
I knew we had to try this
one.
I knew we had to try this one. But I do want to say one more thing about the whole notion of UAPs. If you Google a little, there's a guy in Canada who has hundreds of videos of UFOs visiting his property. Hundreds.
So I just wanted to bring up that the individual who was testifying before Congress said that there is a whole bank, treasure trove of videos of different events, unidentified events, and that the Congress doesn't have access to them, and that he said that they really needed to get access to this treasure trove as part of this new department, that they should have had access to it all along, and that it is out there and it does exist. So I guess, you know, you might, if you have some of these videos, you might be getting a call from the new department.
Nothing you do on the internet is private.
But and if you've been saying this all along, then maybe that you feel a little vindicated.
Yeah.
And I don't know, comment below. Are you scared? Are you happy? Are you excited? I personally think, we'll ask Chris in a minute. I think that they've been here.
Yeah.
And now I want to know who, like, is it going to be like Men in Black? Yeah. And then it's like,
old school. Have you ever seen They Live?
No.
Oh my God. With Roddy Piper.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he has a scene where he goes in to blow up the aliens, and he goes, I have two things I like in life, chewing gum and blowing up aliens, and I'm out of gum.
So, because they could be very friendly and nice, and maybe we could learn something from them, because, you know.
They have weird things in them, but the fact that this is going on at the government.
It's very really cool. It's very cool. All right. So cheers.
Cheers to UAPs. Yeah. I think that was fun to get.